if you wanted to turn it over, what would you do?
You turn it over, you see.
And when would you use the word plow?
That's when we're cultivating and call it plowing, you know. I mean, you go where you plow that piece of corn. That means it.
Does turn over mean the same as plow?
Yeah, that would be it, but we didn't use it that way, you know. We just used breaking. Whenever we turn the land, we break the land. And then whenever we get it planted, then we would plow it.
I see. So plow means cultivate, so it doesn't mean...
Yeah, that, in a way, that means cultivate. That's our way of doing it here, you see.
I see. And different kinds of land. I wanted to ask you about what do you call that land? Once, suppose it's been in wood and trees, and then you get all the trees out. What do you call that land?
New ground.
That's new ground.
That's a new ground.
Now, suppose the new ground is low. Sometimes, or half the year, it might be underwater, but in the spring, it might be underwater, but in the summer, you can really use it. What would that land be like? It'd be called?
Sobby land. More of a sobby land, of course.
Now, is that the same as bottom land?
Yeah, it'd be sobby bottom land.
Oh.
See, that'd be sobby land.
And it might not be too good.
It might not be too good, you see, if it stayed there. Of course, bottom land is real rich land. But this would be what they call a sobby land.
I see. If it's underwater all the time, what do you call it? Land that's underwater all the time, can't use it for anything but honey.
Bog, we call that boggy land.
And how about the word swamp? Do you ever use?
Back over on our lawn, we had the old swamp. We call it a swamp. It was a black bog, moggy, moggy land. And it's a word. We've had cows get in there and drown. Mara couldn't get them out. I stopped Mara down and then they named that old bog, old black bog.
And bottom land that you can use to grow things in, you said it's very rich, and do you use any other word to describe it? It's very rich or very...
Fertile.
Suppose it's made of, suppose it isn't bottom land, it's higher, but it's got a nice texture, it's sand, and it's not clay, it's got a nice...
More of a loamy, they call it loam land, you see.
Okay, I'm learning all kinds of things today. These terms are used all over the country, but sometimes not in the same way.
Yeah.
And it's hard to keep them straight. You never use the word marsh here, do you?
Yeah, they use the word marsh. But most of the time they use it as a bog. That means that over in that marsh, it was a bog.
I see. It's a bigger...
It's a bigger spot, you see. Maybe a little old marsh that could get across that little marsh with a... Maybe crossway, and you go on across, but a bog, it maybe go on down here, through here at that house. Down there, a great big spot in there. That's just a bog.
I see.
And then there's a little marsh, you can crossway it. Like if you're going to go across with a wagon, you could crossway it.
You could make it all right.
Yeah. Throw logs or poles in there and get across that little marsh. That's a different term. We use it here, and I don't know what that